Blog Talk Radio.
The 10-10-10 Stargate ushers in new dynamic light codes to help see the Earth for the 11-11-11 Stargate for the year 2022. This is Patricia Villopando, your host with the Lyra Atlantis Connection. Good morning, America, and to the rest of the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever your time zone may be. And welcome. We have quite a show lined up for you today. One of the things I want to say is I never know what our channel is going to say until I come live. And that's half the fun. So, without further ado, let's get on to it. I'm going to go ahead and get connected into our channel now. So, a deep breath in and a deep breath out and a deep breath in and a deep breath out. So because we're doing the 10-10-10 Stargate initialization, there will be no Deja Brew this morning. I know, those are so fun. But that's okay. This is even better. We're going to get initialized. All right, our channel is with us. Atlantis is with us. Lyra is with us. Everyone's anxious this morning. Everyone's full of smiles. They've got something lined up for us. They didn't tell me what. We'll find out. All it has to do with is what I introed in earlier. And here we go. Greetings, Star Flames. It is us, the Lyra Atlantis Connection. We are so proud and glad to be here today amongst all of you. Fair weather is now gone. And to the majority of planets and in Earth's atmospheres and planetary strides, the dark season is here or will be due to arrive. The light is fading. The night has come. And rest abounds. Mother Earth is ready for her rest, regardless of how long it took for summer to get here, regardless of how long it took to warm up. The point is, it is now time for the Earth to wind itself down and take its sleep for the winter. And it's time for humans to snuggle in. Now we do understand that in some parts of the world, it is not the night nor the winter. It is summer or spring or fall. We do have a caller on the line, and if the caller will please stay on the line and be patient, we're going to get on with the initialization, and then I will be glad to take your call. As you know, there's been many planetary changes. And with these changes, we're coming in with new light codes. And we would like to clarify light codes. Not everybody gets the same light codes. Not everybody gets all the light codes. Some people don't even get any of the light codes, or they may get one. It just depends on how the human body can accept the light codes that's entering into their pineal gland, distributing through their DNA system, and processing through their body and outwards into their aura and into their field. This is nothing to be upset about. This is nothing to be raging about. This is just how your body is preparing of initiations and lessons. And if the work wasn't done previously, the new light codes cannot come in, and the body has to reject it. The mind may say it's ready, but the body is not. We don't know who gets what light codes. That is not in our domain. We do not pick and choose. The light filters through everyone to the individual's body, as we said before, to accept or reject or take a partial of. You're asking, what are the light codes coming in to help feed 11-11-11? This is the 10-10-10 Stargate. In numerology, in Earth time, it breaks down, 10 breaks down to a 1. 1 is a beginning. It's the beginning of a new cycle. It is not an ending. That was last month. Beginning. This is a new month, October, the beginning month. So therefore, humanity is taking strides forward and preparing for the new. And in order to prepare for the 11-11-11, which is a master number, which never gets broken down in numerology, mastership will be upon humanity. Therefore, humanity must begin a new era, a new timeline, a new phase in their lives in order to achieve the mastership or the mastery they are seeking for the forthcoming year. And when humanity seeks and receives their mastery, they then progress on to the 12 Stargate, which actually breaks down 12 into a 3, which is a number of power. So therefore, you are starting in October a new path, a new journey. In November, on the 11-11, you will be receiving your mastery degree of what you will be working on in the coming 2023. And then in December, on the 12-12, you will be getting the energy or the power you need to fulfill your mastery. Your soul knows what your mastery is needed at this time. Your soul does the guiding. So many humans have sat down and say, why me? Why me? What's going on? I don't understand. Who's doing this? I'm being attacked. Blah, blah, blah. Stopping me. No. Your soul has taken command. Your soul is in charge of you. You are not in charge of you. Your soul is. Your soul is your light. Your soul is your destiny. Your soul takes you to where you need to go. You can either go happy or you can go kicking and screaming. But one way or another, you're going to go where your soul directs you to go. And as we climb higher into Earth years and into the newer dimensions, soul is definitely taking these reins more and more and more. It's not the brain. The soul is, and then the heart is activated. So as the soul directs, you check in with your heart. Yes, no, do I, don't I, what do I need to do? Because your soul is in connection with your heart and vice versa. Many humans can find out that they cannot speak to their soul, but they can speak to their heart, which is why their heart has become the voice. It is the voice for the body. It is the feelings of body, and it's the feeling of love, truth, being in oneness with their soul. Not in oneness with deity, but with their soul. There's coming a time where many humans will be taking in a second look at their lives, and they will ponder, am I on the right path with my spirituality or my religion? Have I outgrown this? Is there something out there that I need to follow now that will help me with my soul connection so my soul can ascend? Where are my soul and heart leading me? These are questions you want to ask yourself, not once, not twice, weekly, every day. When there is an abruption in your life, you want to sit down and say, wait, this is not a cause. It's not because so-and-so took my job or because higher up thought I shouldn't have it. No, 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 no. Your soul decided that that is not right for you anymore, or it wasn't right for you in the beginning. And if it wasn't right in the beginning and you took that path anyway, now you're going to be rerouted on a 90-degree turn, and you're going to be shifted to where you need to go now. Some of you may not like it. Some of you may enjoy it. Some of you may go, okay, let's do this. Let's find out where it takes us. Always, no but. Always, always ask your heart, is this where I need to go? Is this where I need to be? If it isn't, then where do I need to be? Where do I belong? Where do I need to go? What do I need to be doing now? How long will this take? Am I going to make it? What do I need to do to reach the destination? How can I help this journey along? Take a deep breath. Our initialization is a short one today. It was only 15 minutes, but we are glad to have you here. We just wanted to set the stage for the 11:11. We will go back to the normal host of 45 minutes long for the 11:11. We just wanted to seed the light codes for you, seed the questions for you, and have you open up to the new so you can gain your mastery. We have less than 90 seconds. Does anybody want to call and speak to channel? All right. Well, then, our channel is signing off. I wish you all a blessed day. Remember the questions. Remember your heart. And remember your soul. Thank you.